Good morning, family. A lot of times as Christians, we want to share our faith and we encounter people who are very learned, very educated, very driven in a path that is counter to God. We run into people who their whole focus is something other than those things of the Lord. And sometimes it can get us a little riled up and we feel compelled to go argue with them. One of the beautiful mercies of our Lord is he does not call us to go and argue with people. We're called to love people and to tell them the truth. Turn with me to John chapter 3, the Gospel of John chapter 3. We're going to start at verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that you do except God be with him. So, when he goes in and faces Jesus, he calls him rabbi or teacher, master. And he says that they know he's a teacher from God and that they know no man can do the miracles he's doing except if God be with him. So he's trying to open the discussion this way. Now, Jesus, on the other hand, is focused on telling him the truth and cutting to the heart of the matter. John 3, verse 3. Jesus answered and said to him, Truly, truly, I say to you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, this is verse 4, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it chooses, and you hear the sound thereof, but cannot tell where it comes from or where it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. So now Nicodemus is hearing him, and Nicodemus is struggling with, okay, this is a different thing from my understanding. This is not how I understand these things are supposed to be. So verse 9. Nicodemus answered and said to him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said, Are you a master of Israel and do not know these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak what we do know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I have told you of earthly things and you do not believe, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And here is the crux of the matter. Sometimes as Christians, we feel compelled to sit down with people and try to argue them into the kingdom. When the truth is, if you sit down and share the truth and they do not receive it, when you try to go from milk to meat, you're probably going to lose them. If they can't take on the easy things, the things we call milk, the things that can be digested without having to chew on them and wear into it and dig into it, if they can't get those things, taking it deeper does not work. We have to meet people at the beginning. Jesus cut straight to the heart of the matter. If you're not born again of water and spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom. And he stood on that. And even when Nicodemus was trying to get into a theological debate, try to go into a biological thing, how can a man be born twice? Jesus says, Here's what I'm telling you, and you won't even believe it. If you won't believe me telling you how a man of the world can be saved, how can I actually tell you about things that go on in heaven? Verse 13, and no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Now see, these first 15 verses, we see Jesus explaining to Nicodemus the core of the good news, the truth of the matter. He cuts straight to the heart of it rather than debating with him. The only one going up to heaven is the one that came down from heaven. And the same way, in Numbers 21, Moses lifted up the serpent and people who looked on it believed. Right here he says the Son of Man will be lifted up, and whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. And now for the entirety of the matter. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believes on him is not condemned, but he that does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Let's make sure when we're reaching out to people, family, that we cut to the heart of the matter. Let's make sure we don't get so carried away and get wrapped up in a prolific, profound theological debate that we don't actually cut to the matter, which is Jesus. We need to introduce the world to Jesus. If people don't meet the Son of God, they can't meet God. If they don't meet the Son of God, they cannot get home. Let's make sure that's our focus. I love you. My prayer for you is you put God's word in action in your life. Enjoy the mercies and the grace that he gives to you. Till next time.